Canmore, rookie goalie Hudson Seedo had every reason to be smiling ear to ear after a 39-save, shutout performance in his season debut with the Canmore Eagles on Saturday, September 21. The Eagles, 3-1-0-0, bounced back from Friday's 5-2 loss to the Drayton Valley Thunder by blanking the Lloydminster Bobcats, 1-0, at the Canmore Recreation Center. Having only played 3 games in total in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, the 18-year-old Seedo has shown he can be a brick wall when called on, with already 2 shutout credits to his name. Though Seedo laughed off any potential Mr. Shutout nickname inquiries like he was deflecting pucks away from Bobcats shooters, he said his teammates locked it down when they needed to. "I don't want to jinx it, but we're going to keep trying to build from this," said Seedo. "For me, this is my first game of the season and it's only going to get harder as it goes on, and I know that and the team knows that. This is a start for me and I hope that there's lots more to come." Cohen Doust scored the game winner with 5 minutes remaining in the game when the forward's wrist shot trickled past Bobcats goalie Anders Miller and over the goal line. pic.twitter.com/ogpk3bwame. Canmore Eagles. At Canmore Eagles. September 22, 2024. Following the first loss of the season, a game in which lessons were learned, said head coach and general manager Andrew Milne, there was some weight on the Eagles to come out flying in the back-to-back. "It was a tough pressure game after Friday night's probably poor effort for the entire team. To respond with the way Seedo responded was huge," said Milne. "A big part of the Eagles' strategy early in the season is being game ready from the get-go. A poor start to last year's campaign led to a nauseating road schedule during the 2023-24 playoffs when the hometown crew's average travel distance was approximately 650 kilometers, one way, over 3 series. We felt we learned a lot last year going all the way to Game 7 of the semis," said Milne. "I think this is going to be part of that, is to understand as we want to play right through to May. So we're gauging this as we want to play in May, and we want our guys to be psychologically ready to play in May, so it's going to take some time to have some gaps in the season." Next up for the Eagles is the highly scouted AJHL showcase at the Max Bell Center in Calgary on Wednesday, September 25, against the Bobcats, and Friday, September 27, against the Grande Prairie Storm. Puck drop for both games is at 4:30 p.m. Games announced for Hockey Day in Canada in Canmore. The game schedule at the Canmore Nordic Centre is up for Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada in Canmore on Saturday, January 18, 2025. Starting at noon, the Airdrie CFR Bisons take on the Calgary NW Flames of the U18 AAA Alberta Elite Hockey League. At 3:30 p.m., U-Sport women take center ice as the Mount Royal University Cougars challenge McEwen University Griffins. At 7 p.m., the Canmore Eagles will go to work against the visiting Drumheller Dragons. The event, celebrating 25 years, will feature a kickoff concert, fan festival, and a Sportsnet broadcast, featuring Ron McLean, special guests and tours of the mountain community. That night, all 7 Canadian NHL teams will be in action. More information, including ticket sales, will be available in the coming months. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Alberta Junior Hockey League, @theisle.